Oh, go ahead, y'all. It's okay. Get up and do a little jiggle. Get your toe tapping. Put a little smile on your face. Put a little sparkle in your eye. That's what we try and bring you every Saturday morning with Rosie on the house. One of the things we're asked to do as the protectors of you, the Arizona homeowners, is to constantly be looking at new things that are coming out. And that kind of started our e-store on the website. We were being sent so many things to test. And a lot of the stuff ended up in the back alley in the dumpster for bulk pickup by the city. But some of the stuff that can be hard to find that we really kind of fell in love with, we said, how can we make this kind of stuff available to our listeners? So we have a store at rosieonthehouse.com of some of those hard-to-find things that are primarily made in America. When you get to our website, take a minute and just kind of look through the e-store tab and see if there's anything on there you might find helpful. One of the things that we've kind of stumbled across with our writer, Susan found this for us, is an alternative way to treat swimming pools. And I have to tell y'all, I am not a big fan of swimming pools. If it weren't for kids or grandkids, my swimming pool would be a raised vegetable planter, and that would be it. And one of the reasons I'm not a fan of swimming pools is I just hate what chlorine does to my skin, my nostrils, and my hair. Listen to this interview. This is really, really intriguing.
Here in our third segment of our 10 o'clock hours, where we have our weekly to-do, if you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, you will not see today's topic because we did not know about this particular product and process we're going to be talking about when we made the calendars and put into print 18 months ago. We've got a special guest, Steve Behrens, joining us to talk about Clear Comfort. Steve, good morning and welcome to Rosie on the House.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And as I understand, you grew up swimming in Arizona, like so many of us have done, and you spent a number of years with burning eyes and special shampoos so your hair didn't turn green. And you said, you know what, I can do something about this.
Yeah, I also had to take care of our backyard pool for 7 or so years, and I thought I retired from the pool business, but about 7 years ago, I got back into it. So I really understand kind of the challenges of maintaining a pool, of keeping it clear and clean, but also I do remember growing up that kind of itching, burning from swimming. As I got acquainted with the Clear Comfort technology, I realized it really doesn't need to happen. You don't need to have that kind of pain to enjoy a swimming pool.
Y'all product has gotten reviewed and certification and award-winning all over the place. What is the AOP?
So AOP stands for Advanced Oxidation Process. It's a technique of creating excited oxygen. That's all it means. You can excite the oxygen to make it into ozone, is the way it's been done in the past, and then you get a small amount of AOP process out of that. If you take that process and you create O1, or which is what we do, it's just an oxygen singlet. So we all breathe O2, not to get too chemistry rich here, but we're all breathing O2. It's about 20% of the air we breathe. And Clear Comfort does is our AOP process is unique. It's able to break it down into O1, get it in the water, and create lots of what are called hydroxyl radicals, OH. When you do that, you basically get rid of all the bad stuff in the water very easily and very simply. And you don't have the need for lots and lots of residual chlorine like you do in a traditional pool or even a salt pool, which is just a chlorine factory.
Chlorine factory, that's a great comparison. So
yeah. It's exactly what it is. It's there to produce chlorine out of the salt. So you have sodium chloride is the salt, and you use electrolysis to split that. Unfortunately, that does things to the pH of the water, so it actually adds things you don't want in the pool, but you do produce chlorine through a salt generator.
Does it require power?
Yes. Yeah, it takes about 10 to 12 watts, so it's, you know, like a small LED light bulb of very low power draw. And it works with all pool setups. Even if you have a salt pool, it'll work and improve that situation greatly. Basically, what we allow you to do is get your pool down to drinking water levels of chlorine.
And it doesn't increase any kind of algae or slime or...
A well-maintained pool with any technology can avoid algae. What we recommend is finding solutions for that specific problem. Algae is not the sign of a dirty pool. Algae is the sign of a host pool that has water where algae wants to grow. And there are techniques and simple minerals that allow algae not to grow. And they're very healthy and safe to use. And we recommend several of those different products. There's many, many products on the store shelves or online that will allow you to take care of algae specifically without putting lots of extra chlorine in your water.
And your Clear Comfort system, does this go like a backwash? Is that how it gets treated when you're filtering it and running the pool?
No, it's all on your pool pad. So on your pool pad, you have a pump and a filter and then sometimes a heater, sometimes a salt cell. You have all those things on there. We integrate in. We take less than an hour to install. It's in the plumbing, and we inject this treated air into the plumbing. You get these nice little bubbles that come into the body of water, so you know it's working. And those bubbles are just the reformed air bubbles after they've done their job in the pipe. All of the sanitation that we do happens in the piping. The small residual of chlorine comes about with adding a very small, we prefer slow dissolve chlorine solutions to keep it at very low levels. Again, your tap water can sometimes be 2 to 3 times as much as what we're keeping the pool at.
That's incredible. And what kind of investment does this require?
It's not inexpensive to buy up front, but it's very inexpensive to maintain over time. So there's an investment required up front. Depending on the size of your pool, it's going to be anywhere from about $2,000 to $3,300, depending on the size of your pool and the flow rate. We have dealers who install it. On our website, I kind of have a longer explanation of pricing and how it works, and we encourage people to go there so you get a full picture before you start to shop for it, so you're not surprised. It's about twice the cost of now of a full salt system fully deployed on your pool. But it doesn't corrode, doesn't cause pH problems that you're constantly fighting. It doesn't require lots of other types of chlorine to supplement, which then leads to draining and filling your pool, which we all know in Arizona we don't want to do. The cost of that is high. So all these things save you money over time, but there is an initial investment up front to get there and to get to a drinking water level.
I'm not buying anything else after this. It's not like I've got additional products to buy to refill in your system. It's a one-time investment, correct?
It's a one-time investment. There's a cartridge that will last anywhere from 1 to 2 years in a typical Phoenix pool, in a typical Arizona pool. And that cartridge then needs to be replaced. Every time it's replaced at $295. So it's much less than even the chemicals you would buy at that point. We do recommend an algicide, which usually they put those in every 90 days. So those are relatively simple. And for residual chlorine, we really like non-stabilized tablets. That means is that you don't have to drain and fill your pool as much. So there's multiple ways to get that in the water and have a small residual of chlorine. Today's world, chlorine is hard to find. So,
well, and that was kind of...
It's good to use very little of it.
What I was thinking, not only the benefits of not having, the chlorine after effects and, you know, the quality of being able to enjoy a pool and being refreshed, you know, that by itself, to me, is worth the investment. But with the supply chain right now and not, you know, only having that cartridge to replace, picturing this all correctly, putting this Clear Comfort on takes a lot of that regular maintenance out of it and all that chlorine use of an entire year down to just this one-time investment,
right,
and the occasional cartridge replacement.
The real goal of any pool is to get it to run stably and reliably. Service companies that use our system call it the corner effect, because when they come around the back of your house and they go around the corner, they look at Clear Comfort pools and they say, I don't worry about those. It's when I go around the house where it's not a Clear Comfort pool, they never know what they're going to find. And that reliability and simplicity of managing pools is really key.
Share your website so people can go on and watch the videos that you've got and read more about the product and the benefits to the advanced oxidation process.
That's why we just call it AOP, because it's a mouthful. www.clearcomfort.com, spelled just the way you think. We have a YouTube channel as well. We have a lot of Google reviews. Some are a bit embarrassing in that they're all five-star reviews, but we pride ourselves not just on taking care of pool water, but taking care of the customers.
Well, excellent. Well, I'm sure glad that y'all found us. If you're looking at alternatives to a chlorine pool for your home, you've got to check out the Clear Comfort before you make any decisions. Again, clearcomfort.com.
Just like to mention, we do have a, for your listeners, we created a promotion specifically for Rosie on the house. They just go to clearcomfort.com/Rosie. They can get an extra cartridge exchange for free just by registering there, and we'll get you in touch with our direct folks or one of our dealers who's local to you.
clearcomfort.com/Rosie for $295. I'll save you $295 just by going there. So again, thank you, Mr. Barron, for your time this morning.
Thank you, Rosie.
It must be real embarrassing to get all those five-star reviews.
You know,
I love how you said that. Anyway.
Think about going out to your backyard and not smelling the chlorine, smelling the jasmine, the rosemary, the magnolias, the sweet olive. I mean, whatever you've got back there filling your nostrils as opposed to that chlorine. Okay, well, it's a new concept, folks, and I was so intrigued with it, I felt like we had to do some level of investigation into it. And I'm very, very intrigued. Now, listen, one of the questions we were asked most this past week, apparently a lot of you over this lockdown in the last year and a half have been doing a lot of interior painting. And now you've had time to look at your interior paint job and decide, well, there's a lot of holidays in there, and there's a lot of not straight lines, and there's a lot of mistakes in there, and I need to repaint it. Let me give you just a couple really quick tips about interior painting. You must avoid boogers. You must avoid boogers. Don't let the paint start drying up on the edges of the can or at the heel of your brush. Keep all of that clean, clean, clean. And if you can eliminate boogers, the attention to detail that requires, it's going to result in a better interior job.